When I first started teaching, I thought I knew all about developmental milestones. I knew they were the different things children were supposed to do at particular ages, like walk, crawl, and talk. I thought I knew them all, but I really only knew a few, and I'm not sure I even had those at the right ages. Anyway, it's really helped me understand milestones better since I learned the phrase play, learn, speak, act, and move. Now I use milestone checklists to keep up with each child's progress, but I'll tell you more about that later. As I watch my little ones, I ask myself if they are all pretty similar in their ability to play, learn, speak, act, and move. If anything or anyone stands out, I pay special attention. I also use the checklist to think about what kinds of things my little ones should be doing next. For example, if a child in my classroom is 9 months old and is pointing at things, then I can look on my 12-month checklist and expect that soon she will be using simple gestures like shaking her head for no or waving bye-bye. I share this information with families so they'll know what to look for next too.